self-love as an act of defiance. My journey towards self-love was not an easy one. I'd grown up in a society that had told me that I should hate myself and everything that made up who I was. I started focusing on self-love when I was 16 after what was one of the worst years of my life. To give background, I have what my doctors like to refer to as a compromised immune system. Basically, I get sick often, and I've had a couple of major illnesses in my past. When I was 16, I was hit with about 4 or 5 different health problems. In the past, when I would get sick, I would stress eat, sleep all day, and binge watch shows, and this caused me to be a chubby and socially awkward child. This time was different. I still slept all day and binge watched shows, but I wasn't able to eat anything because my illnesses affected my stomach. I lost quite a bit of weight during that time, but not in a healthy manner at all. During the period that I was ill, I was taken out of school for a semester, isolated from my friends and family, and hated myself more than ever. Sometimes I was so weak or in pain that I couldn't walk, and on one occasion I passed out from dehydration. I visited the emergency room weekly, knew the staff, and could describe to you in detail how to administer an IV. I wasn't healthy. After I got a diagnosis and began treatment, I began to see more and more people as I went out and interacted with the world again. One thing that will always stick in my mind that I heard constantly during this time was the phrase, "Oh, you've lost weight. You look so healthy." That idea that I had dropped a couple of pounds, so therefore I must be fine, surprised me more than anything I'd been through in the months prior. I heard this from friends and family, people that knew what I was going through, and the idea scared me so much that I finally realized that something was wrong. I had hated what I looked like since the end of 5th grade, mostly because it was what society had taught me. I had tried to become what society wanted. I went on diets, played water polo for 4 hours a day during my freshman and sophomore years, and I was still not what society said I should be. The one time I looked like what society had wanted was when I was at my worst, and that was when I decided to change. I started trying not to beat myself up over every little thing that I did wrong, and I tried to appreciate things I did right and work towards getting better at things I was struggling in, rather than looking at my failures and saying, "Wow, I'm awful, and I'll always be awful." I tried to look at the areas where I could improve. I would take time to look at who I was, how I existed, and I would tell myself that was okay. My existence is valid, no matter what that existence looks like. Over the months of telling myself this, I actually began to believe it. By the next summer, I wouldn't shy away from mirrors, I didn't hate taking pictures, and I was more comfortable wearing my own clothes. If I live in a society that tells me every day that I should hate myself, then the biggest thing I can do is love the very person I have become. It was and is a process, and on days where I'm feeling horrible about my self-image, my spite for this type of society is what keeps me from going back. If I am a horrible person for looking at myself and thinking that I am okay, then I never want to be a good person. I encourage you to appreciate the person you have become, whether you do this out of shock and spite like I did, for your own benefit or the benefit of others, or whatever reason, just try. If you can spare some love for the person that you are, then do it. Love yourself. You have been through so much, you have survived, and you are here today. Your body has been through so much, and yet it still exists, and isn't that an amazing thing? Take a look at the person you are and know that you are deserving of love from both yourself and others. I've come a long way to get to where I am with who I am. I think back on those experiences that I had, and I'm glad that at least something positive came out of all those horrible things. Self-love is a big thing. It's powerful, it's inspiring, and sometimes just a little weird, but I'm glad it exists in my life.